The people that stand behind the Kohanim, Einu Bechlal Brocha. Now you have to be facing in front of the Kohanim, not behind them. Faces, connecting faces. If they're in front of them or to the sides of them, even if there's a metal wall in between them, it's not mafsik. Also behind them, in Memanusim, it was impossible for them to get in front of them. Then, Kugoyin Amsha Besadis, people that had to be at work in the fields, they also include in the bracha. So, the only ones that are not including the bracha are ones that could have been in front of the Quranim, and by not going in front of them, they're showing that they're not interested in the Birchas Quranim. The Ma'i said that Mishnah Berurah says that the ones that are standing in the Mizrach, in a fashion that the Kohanim are, the Aron Kodesh is a little bit further ahead. In other words, the people in the Mizrach will be behind the Kohanim. They are losing out the Bracha unless they move forward. Now, according to what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, they don't have to move all the way forward. As long as they're not behind the Kohanim, it's good enough, even they're on the side. The Bach wanted to be Miyasha. There seemed to be, there were places that the Minhag was, that the Mizrach would remain in the Mizrach. And he said, because since everybody bought their seats, so there's no available seats to move to, and therefore the ones in the Mizrach are Ka'anusim. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, is not happy with that. He says that there's always vacant spaces in the aisles or wherever it may be. And therefore those who are behind the Kohanim should at least move up to the position to be in line with the Kohanim.